Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 20 short sentences. Each sentence will be spoken only once. The sentences you hear will not be written out for you in the test section, so listen carefully. After you hear a sentence, read the four choices in the test section. Select the sentence that is closest in meaning to the one you heard, and use your pencil to black out the equivalent letter on the answer sheet. Number one. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so are the lazy to their employers. Number two, it is easier to believe that the universe was created by an intelligent and powerful God than to believe it created itself. Number three, unless one is born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Number four. If infant baptism was neither commanded by Jesus nor practiced by the New Testament church, it does not rest on biblical authority. Number five, if we think we are standing strong, we should be careful that we don't fall. Number six, John was baptizing people at Aenon because there was plenty of water there. Number seven, Frank promised to meet Connie for lunch, but failed to show up. Number eight, the Lord is a fair God, and everyone who waits for his help will be happy. Number nine, let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly. Number ten, after the fall of Saigon, the United States broke off diplomatic relations with Vietnam. Number 11. Debbie called on Grace this afternoon. Number 12. Some Republican leaders in Washington, D.C. want to do away with Medicare. Number 13, the baseball game was called off because of rain. Number 14, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Number 15, there is no better place for rock climbing than in Yosemite National Park. Number 16, we would have enjoyed our tour of New Zealand more if the weather had been better. Number 17, Philip must have told the Ethiopian official that he needed to be baptized. Number 18, when Novatian became Bishop of Rome, his rival Cornelius wrote a letter of protest to the Bishop of Antioch. Number 19, David became king when he was 30 years old and ruled for 40 years. Number 20, the graduation ceremony began at 7 o'clock, but we arrived 30 minutes early. Part B. Select the sentence that best answers the question following each conversation. Number 21. Father, I see the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb we will burn as a sacrifice?
God will give us a lamb for the sacrifice at the right time, my son.
Where are the father and son going? Number 22.
What's your hurry, ma'am?
I'm sorry, officer. I was watching the scenery rather than my speedometer.
Where did this conversation probably take place? Number 23.
This is the third time this week you've been late, Johnny. If you're tardy again, I'll have to talk to your parents.
I'm sorry, Miss Jessie, but I can't seem to get up in the morning. To whom was Johnny speaking? Number 24.
Please give me a little water from your jar.
Drink this, sir. I will also pour some water for your camels.
Where did this conversation probably take place? Number 25.
Will you hold my calls, Pat? I'm going to be tied up all morning.
Certainly, Mr. Smith.
What does Mr. Smith mean? Number 26.
Sleep with me, Joseph.
No. Potiphar trusts me with everything in his house. I must not sleep with his wife. That is wrong. It is a sin against God.
Why did Joseph reject her advances? Number 27.
I think Oregon is beautiful with its tall trees and snow-capped mountains, its rivers and lakes, and its ocean beaches. Do you like living in Portland?
Yes, the scenery is beautiful and the climate is mild, but I do wish it didn't rain so much in the winter.
Where does the woman live? Number 28.
Come here, and I'll feed your body to the birds and wild animals.
You come to me using a sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of God All-Powerful, the God of the armies of Israel. Where were these words probably spoken? Number 29.
If you don't have any hospitalization insurance, we can't admit you. I'm sorry, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Well, thanks for nothing. You're a big help.
How does the woman feel toward the man? Number 30.
My Oldsmobile gets 30 miles per gallon.
Wow! My Jimmy only gets 20.
How does the woman's mileage compare to the man's? Number 31.
Peace be to you. Thomas, put your finger here in the holes in my hands. Put your hand here in my side. Stop doubting and start believing.
Jesus, my Lord and my God. What did Thomas learn from this experience? Number 32.
How much are the tickets to the aquarium?
They are $8 each for adults, but there is a $2 discount for senior citizens.
How much will the man pay for tickets for one adult and one senior citizen? Number 33.
What time are you going to call me Sunday?
I'll call you at 7 o'clock in the morning, but remember, it's 9 hours later in Tirana than in Oregon.
What time in Tirana will the man receive her call? Number 34.
Why do you come to me to be baptized, Jesus? I should be baptized by you.
Let it be this way for now, John. We should do all things that are right. Why did John hesitate to baptize Jesus? Number 35. Men and brothers, what shall we do?
Repent. And let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
What is the purpose of baptism? Part C. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and long conversations. At the end of each talk or conversation, You will be asked several questions. The talks, conversations, and questions will be spoken only one time. So listen carefully and try to remember what you hear. After you hear each question, read the four possible answers in the test section and decide which one is the best answer to the question you heard. Then, on the answer sheet, black out the letter that corresponds to the answer you have chosen. Questions 36 through 39 are based on the following short talk. Whales are not fish. They are mammals. They have warm blood. They give birth to their young, and they nourish their young with milk. The whale's body is long and streamlined so that it can glide easily through the water. The forelimbs, flippers, are used only for turning and ascending to the surface, not for forward movement. The flat tail, called flukes, is horizontal, which makes it easy to distinguish whales from fish whose tails are vertical. There is a thick layer of fat called blubber directly under the skin. This blubber serves as a blanket of insulation, which keeps the whale from losing body heat in cold water. The nasal opening, blowhole, is located on top of the whale's head. This allows the nostrils to be exposed first when the whale rises to the surface. As the whale's head appears, a blast of air is exhaled through the blowhole. This air, which has been under pressure in the lungs, is hot and moist. Upon contacting the colder air, it condenses, forming a column of vapor called the spout. Many people believe erroneously that a whale spouts water through the blowhole. When a whale dives beneath the surface, its nostrils are tightly closed, and the whale holds its breath. The length of time whales can stay underwater varies with the species, ranging from 20 minutes to more than an hour. Whales have been known to dive to depths exceeding 3,000 feet, where they are subjected to a pressure of about 1,400 pounds per square inch. It is tragic that these mammoth sea creatures are so close to extinction. Question 36. What kind of animal is a whale? Number 37. What purpose does blubber serve? Number 38. Where are a whale's nostrils located? Number 39, how long can a whale stay underwater? Questions 40 through 43 are based on the following conversation.
We went to Newport to see Keiko last weekend.
Who's Keiko?
You know, the famous killer whale that starred in the movie Free Willy.
What's so special about Keiko? If you've seen one killer whale, you've seen them all.
That's not true. Keiko is a sophisticated world traveler. He was born in the North Atlantic near Iceland. He has lived in Iceland, Canada, Mexico City, and is now living in Newport, Oregon.
So, I've been in more places than that.
But can you do the tricks that Keiko does? Can you hold your breath for 20 minutes and swim underwater 20 miles an hour and blow steam out of the top of your head? Keiko can perform 79 different tricks. Can you top that?
I give up.
Number 40. What kind of whale is Keiko? Number 41. Where was Keiko born? Number 42. Where is Keiko living now? Number 43. How many distinctive behavior patterns, tricks, does Keiko know? Questions 44 through 46 are based on the following talk. The California redwood grows to a greater height than any other tree in America. Along streams and rivers in flat areas on the northern California coast, the redwood grows up to 350 feet in height and is about 20 feet in diameter. When redwoods are about 500 years in age, their growth rate begins to slow. The oldest known coastal redwood dates back to AD 531. A mature California redwood has a straight, slightly tapered trunk that is devoid of branches for more than 100 feet. The top half of the tree contains large horizontal branches that diminish in size as they ascend upward. The redwood's roots reach downward into the soil at a steep angle, like an inverted funnel. They are so large and numerous that they form a solid mass of wood. The reddish bark of the tree is thick and fibrous, and is highly resistant to fire. The redwood requires moist soil and is dependent upon moisture from the air, moisture provided by a drifting sea fog. The redwood's cousin, the giant sequoia, lives in groves on the western slopes of the Sierra Nevada mountains. The giant sequoia is the most massive tree in the world. Fully grown, it is 275 feet in height and 25 feet in diameter. One of the biggest of the sequoias was cut down in 1853. It was 302 feet tall and 96 feet in circumference. After its 18-inch thick bark was removed, the solid wood in the stump was 25 feet in diameter, 6 feet above the ground. This stump was used as a dance floor and was big enough to accommodate 40 persons. Question number 44. What is the tallest type of tree in America? Number 45. What is the most massive tree in the world? Number 46. How big in circumference was the giant sequoia cut down in 1853? Questions 47 through 50 are based on the following short talk. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting," he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. "What shall I do, Lord?" I asked. "Get up," the Lord said, "and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on the name of the Lord." Question number 47. Who appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus? Number 48. Who was sent to Saul with a message from Christ? Number 49. What did Ananias tell Saul to do? Number 50. What would you do under those circumstances? End of test.